Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on enjoining good and forbidding evil, today's hadith, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, iyaakum wal-julusa fit-turuqat, faqalu ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma lana min majalisina buddun, natahaddathu fiha, faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'idha baytum illa al-majlis, فَأَعْتُوا الطَّرِيقَ حَقَّهُ قَالُوا وَمَا حَقُّ الطَّرِيقِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال غَضُّ الْبَصَرْ وَكَفُّ الْأَذَى وَرَدُّ السَّلَامُ وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهِ. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that abstain from sitting on the pathways. So the first advice Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that those pathways, those roads, don't sit on the road, because if you're going to sit on the road, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to cause some type of inconvenience to the people that are passing. So we are learning from here that we don't cause any inconvenience to anybody, even to such an extent that people that are passing on a communal property, something that is common property, they also, although you got a right, but don't cause any type of inconvenience. So the first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, that's abstain from sitting on the pathways. Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have no choice because this is where we sit and have our discussions. So what they explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that there's no other place that we have except this pathway. So what should we do in that situation where we don't have another alternative? In other words, sometimes you'll find that there's no place to sit except on the path or on the side of the path. What should we do in a situation like that? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you have no alternative but to sit there, in other words, there's no other choice you got but to sit there, then fulfill the rights of the pathways. Then fulfill the rights of the pathways. In other words, those people that are passing, fulfill their rights that they have. So now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in this hadith, he mentions five rights of those people that are passing. The first right, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, first the sahaba asked that what are the rights of the pathways. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the first one in this hadith, lowering the gaze. That you are on the pathways, there are going to be people that are passing, some of them may not be properly dressed. So be very, very careful. See, a Muslim is such that he doesn't deliberately go to places where people are not dressed well. He doesn't go to those places where people are going to be ill-clad and he's going to spoil his gaze and his eyesight. Here, first thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, abstain from there. If you have no other choice, if you've got no other alternative, not that you're deliberately going to these places, if you've got no other alternative, then the first thing you should lower your gaze, because it's likely that people are going to pass, and even more so in our circumstances where people don't dress properly, so how much you have to protect your eyes. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that lower your gaze. A person lowering the gaze is protecting the people that are going past, and is also protecting himself. The next thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, removing harmful objects. Anything that may be harmful on the road, that can cause some damage to somebody's car, can cause some damage to somebody's health, somebody can slip, somebody can fall, somebody can get injured, whatever is harmful, move it off the road. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, replying to the salam, because when people are going to pass, somebody is going to make salam to you, so reply to the salam of the people that are going past. Can you imagine what a safe route that will be? Is that people that are even on the side of the road, forget they want to attack you, want to harm you, want to rob you, want to cheat you. In a Muslim country, you're even told that even if they make salam to you, you reply to them. You ensure that the road is clear for them. There's no harm on the road. Can you ever believe that there'll be harm from the bystanders or the side, people on the side, that will ever harm the people that are passing? It's unthought of in Islam that people on the side of the road are going to attack people that are passing. This is what Islam is teaching us. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that commanding good and forbidding evil. This command good, people are going to go past. Something you may see that is not right, encourage people to do good deeds and encourage people to stop doing anything that is evil, that is wrong. You got an opportunity to give dawah now because you are at this place. So enjoin the good and forbid the evil. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam added a few more things. And if somebody happens to sneeze, then you say, Yarhamukallah. That person says, Alhamdulillah. Then you reply, Yarhamukallah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another hadith mentions that assist people to carry the goods. You'll see somebody battling now, he's carrying his goods and he's going, you are there on the side, go and help that man to carry his goods. You'll make it easier for him. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that help those people that are oppressed, and remember Allah ta'ala in abundance, and engage in beneficial discussions and guide those who may have lost the way. Somebody may not know which road to take. Take a turn here, take a turn there. You'll be a means of guidance. So what this hadith is teaching us is a mu'min is a source of benefit to other people all the time. Even if he has to stop on the side of the road to talk, even then he's of benefit to others. He's not causing anybody any type of inconvenience. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing his beautiful qualities in our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.